there's not a real potential trade. You get writers who are writing in there. They're wondering things, and they know that Cavs fans, they see stuff. They know that Cavs fans are fit to be tied with everybody not named Donovan Mitchell and Evan Mobley. And so that puts the real pieces out there being Darius Garland and possibly Jared Allen. I just want to point to everybody. Like, these people are writing this, and you got this. Oh, and you got this over the weekend.
Yeah.
Up in Minnesota, you got their media, and they're putting together possible trades with Darius Garland for who again?
Jaden McDaniels, Mike Conley are the two.
All right. Mike Conley is a well-respected player, a very well-respected name in the NBA. But this is what I'm saying, man. They feel so much better about your guy than you do. Maybe we need to reevaluate this. This is maybe where Kobe Altman has been right. And it's like, hey, we gotta think judiciously here and not just go flying off the handle to make a trade because we're mad at the situation that we're in right now. I don't know where you – I know that you've talked about trades before, so I want to know where you stand on all this, because this is not going to be the last that we talk about possibly trading away Darius Garland.
So I've seen a lot of people say that, come on, Darius, two-time All-Star. He is 25 years old. You don't trade two-time All-Stars that are this young that still have their best basketball ahead of them. And I think a lot of that is accurate. Like, he is a really talented young point guard. I am not talking about trading him because I think he's trash. Like, I think he's a good player. I think he's a good player that other teams would want. Teams that are starved for a point guard. Teams that could maybe put the ball in his hands even more. I mean, what could Darius Garland average on another team that is trying to, like, pivot or reboot, or maybe even a good team that just needs a point guard? I understand, like, it's hard for people to digest, you know, that we're even having these conversations. My whole point has been, and I'm wondering how Kobe Altman feels about this, that we have really good team. We have a really good team. We have really good players. The fit is the question, I think, with us. It's not, we're not arguing whether Darius is a good player. He clearly is. I mean, he's a two-time All-Star. He's just been inconsistent throughout his career, and he's just got, to me, some limitations that are always going to exist, especially come playoff time against, you know, teams that are more athletic, teams that are longer, and especially come playoff time when, what do officials do? They allow a lot of the contact that, you know, you don't see in the regular season. So we're all sitting here trying to come up with a reason why this Cavs team has faltered three straight years in the playoffs in ways they've looked in the playoffs way worse than they have in the regular season.
We're trying to come up
with a reason that is, and I'm just wondering, is, as we're trying to come up with a way for Evan Mobley to kind of take that next step, do you think it's going to happen on its own, or do you think you need to format the team in a way to kind of help that and unlock what Evan does?
Well, you might have to force it. I think that's what you're saying, is that you might have to take away, like, it's one thing to say you want to do it, but it's another thing to actually do it. So if you, like, when we wanted, when Colin Sexton was playing alongside of Darius Garland, we wanted Darius to shoot more. We actually fought about wanting Darius to shoot more. Not you and me, but I'm talking about a fan base. Like, I a lot of people wanted him to shoot more, until the point came where there was a trade to be made. It's like, okay, you're going to shoot more. It's going to happen. Now, Donovan is the leading guy. That's the reason you made that trade. But honestly, like, it was going to force Darius to step up and have to shoot more because your expectations just rose. So they're forcing it to do that. But I look at this and I go, well, wait a minute. They want to trade away, or the conversation is Jaden McDaniels and you, Mike Conley. And who else did you say there? I should have written this down as you said it.
It was a throw-in.
Right? Okay, and a throw-in, right?
Yeah.
So Mike Conley and Jaden McDaniels. And I sit there and think, wait a minute. Hold on. Anthony Edwards is 6'4"? 6'4"? 6'3"? Isn't Anthony Edwards
around this? I thought he was 6'5".
Maybe. I don't think he's 6'5". No. Anthony Edwards, 6'6"? No, he's in the neighborhood of 6'3", 6'4".
He's listed at 6'4".
Okay, he's listed at 6'4". So you know when they're listed, that means they're 6'3". So either way, put him at 6'4". You take a smaller shooting guard, and you trade him to a team that also, and he's a great player, you trade him to a team that also has a smaller shooting guard. Are they just trying to become the Cavs? So why, like, I'm asking, Why am I making this trade? Are they making this trade because...
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
They're frustrated just like we're frustrated. So we're going to trade each other's frustrating players. Or we're going to trade because we're frustrated with each other to get to the same position we were last year.
They want more shooting. They think of themselves as a good defensive player. Now, Jaden McDaniels made, I think, all NBA second team defense. So the thought is that we need the defense. We need the length. We need the athleticism. They need the shooting. You know, to better complement Anthony Edwards. So it's a fit. It's a whole fit thing, which I think is a normal conversation to have when good teams are trying to figure out how to get further and they have cap limitations. You know, there's only so many ways to improve around the margins.
I go, man, I very rarely, other than when it was LeBron and Kyrie and Kevin Love, and who was the fourth guy? I think the fourth guy was interchangeable. I don't think that we have seen a quote-unquote core four, and I understand that that could be taken two different ways. I don't think we've seen a core four like this in quite some time where all guys have real value to this basketball team, and it would obviously have extremely real value in a trade. And because I understand that this is frustrating. It's frustrating to see a team like Indiana, who I still believe you have more talent than, getting to the NBA Finals. That's frustrating. But I also... Man, I just don't want to be throwing babies out with the bathwater here because it's been a couple of weeks. I've calmed down over these last couple of weeks. I haven't got madder. It sucks. It sucks to watch Indiana do so well. It sucks that Tyrese Haliburton has been the real deal in the postseason. That's terrible. But I think, in all honesty, do I want to make these moves based on us being, what, frustrated because we've only made it the second round? Yeah, that is frustrating. But I don't think that that's going to help our team be in a better position for the future. Larry in Cleveland. Larry, hello.
Hey, thanks on the show, man. I like to say, man, Garland's too inconsistent, man. We had him 3 years, man. He messed my parlay up also, but most of all, man, we need an aggressive guard with Donovan Mitchell, because Donovan won't be here too long if for all this mental and physical stress he's putting on.
Well, Darius is plenty aggressive. I mean, we just said he was banged up last year, and he took 16 shots in that elimination game.
Out in playoffs, he disappeared. Dude, he do great in the regular season, but he disappeared in the playoffs. We can't handle that. Mobley will get better, but Garland is a suspect. I trade him down to New Orleans, go get Murray and another Ingram. Because, man, we need somebody.
Ingram's not there anymore. He's
Ingram
in Toronto.
Doesn't play for New Orleans anymore. Larry?
Wow. Well, anyway, we need somebody.
This league, it changes fast.
I'll tell you about Pistol Pete Maravich here in a second, Larry. Thank you very much for the call.
No, but
see, now we're just doing trades to make trades because we're frustrated.
Larry's in an echo chamber.
That's what I can't do that. I cannot do trades just because we're all frustrated.
Kenny, in all these trades, and I've said this, talent-wise, right, like the players have been mentioned, whether it's Drew Holiday, whether it's Jalen Suggs, all the names that people have been hearing, Cavs fans get mad because those guys, like, you know, Holiday is 35. Suggs is not an all-star and has been injured. His body has just, it's been unfortunate because he looked like he was, you know, on the verge of being a really good NBA player.
Yes.
But he unfortunately, he's been injured. Here is the thing that I keep stressing. Like some of that, I've heard other people start to say this, I keep mentioning guys like Alex Caruso, right? And Alex Caruso's not an all-star. Darius Garland's better than Alex Caruso. Who would you be more confident in the playoff, in a playoff series where matchups are everything and where defense and physicality, like Caruso's been a better this year. He has been huge in the playoffs, been absolutely huge. And that was a deal that went under the radar. Totally under the radar when they went and got him in that, what was it, Josh Giddey deal. Mm-hmm. These are the types of guys, even with Indiana. I mean, TJ McConnell. I got texts from our old buddy James Rapine. He's like, you really think McConnell? Look at him in the playoffs. Like, he takes over for quarters at a time. I'm still waiting for Darius to have one good game in the playoffs. It's like few and far between when he has been able to do anything, especially against the good playoff teams. It's been hard.
I want to ask Terry Pluto about this at 9:01 because I think it's very hard for me, I'll admit, to move off the talent of Darius Garland, considering I know I have talent right there. And the other guys, I know that they're hustle guys. I know that they're good in the playoffs. But, man,
I've been focused on talent.
I understand that. That's coming up with Terry Pluto coming up at 9:01. I promise you there.